Thank you. Actually, I'm quite excited to be here because Jesus promised me he'd be here with me. We sang about him. And of course, we know the Bible says he dwells within us, right? It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. You know, one of the things I pray for is, Lord, if there's anything you want to say that I hadn't planned on saying, then bring it forth, right? You know, the Bible said, be ready in season and out of season and so on. And I thought that song that said about, I'm thinking of Joseph here, we sang about Yeshua, you know, and that we need him, you know. And Joseph, you got this wonderful shirt on. You need Jesus. Yeah, stand up and turn around. Yeah. Yeah. And don't we all need Jesus? And when we sang about Esther, I thought, oh, maybe I brought the wrong message this morning. But we did sing about Yeshua, didn't we? So praise the Lord, that's where I'm going this morning. And really, it's about Yeshua right from cover to cover, isn't it? And so we're going to turn to John. I tell you, you should have heard what I was saying to her on the way here. I'll just keep it to myself. Glory to God. So when I came in here, I dropped the ladies off, and when I came in here, I couldn't find her, and I thought, oh, I hope someone hasn't taken her off with her. Okay, so I'm going to read here from John 14. And just, God's really been speaking to me a lot lately. God speaks to us all the time, but I'm not always listening. And in fact, I'm learning to listen, be open for God to speak to me at any time, because he wants to speak to us all the time, right? And just the other, I've been, a couple weeks ago, I heard from my brother, he hadn't been well for the last month and a half. And so just a number of things and praying. And then a couple weeks ago, he finds out he has cancer of the lungs. And it's fourth stage. Doesn't sound good. Of course, when you get diagnosis. What does that sound like to you when you get fourth stage? It's only a matter of time. So we've got that, Lord, I take it to you. What do you have to say about this matter? Doesn't matter. I appreciate the doctor. He's a Christian doctor. He's wonderful. And he's diagnosing as what he sees, right? But Lord, what do you see? What do you say? So it's interesting. And so God's been giving me stuff, and I'm praying it through. And it's, he has a future past us. Anyways, just Tuesday. We were getting ready to leave to go and visit our son and daughter-in-law and family. And I was just doing something in the kitchen, you know, that's kind of say minding your own business sort of thing. And I heard these words. My father who lives in, I have Father God and my dad. My dad is praying for my brother. And I'm thinking, well, God, is that true? Does he really? And then I heard the words, it's not his time. Wow. It's not his time. Well, Lord, and that fits with everything else I'm getting. So we can pray in what God gives us, right? We call forth. So why am I sharing all of that? Well, I'm going to. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Well, believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. Praise God, I have a place already reserved. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have to book a pat, you know. No, it's reserved. Glory to God. I have a place for you, Jim. I have a place for you and each one of us, right? And I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, well, you'll be also. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Wonderful promise. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? That's good old Thomas, eh? And Jesus said to him, well, Thomas, well, I'm adding here, Thomas, I'm the way. I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, he's talking to Thomas again. If you really knew me, if you really know me, one of the things that God has been saying to me, Jim, do you really know me? Do you really know me? So he's saying this to Thomas. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him. Woo. Because you've seen him. What? And Philip says, well, okay, Philip's going to get in on this now. Jim would get in on this too if I was there. Lord, show us the Father. And we'll be happy with that. It'll be suffice. And Jesus said to him, Haven't I been here for how long have I been here and you don't see it yet? Don't you understand? Have you not known me, Philip? Haven't you really known me? He who has seen me has what? Seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do not believe that I am the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And the words that I speak to you are not from my own authority. Isn't that lovely? That's, Lord, I want to be like that. I want to speak what you want me to speak. I don't want to speak Jim Redner's best message. You understand? Jesus says, I only speak under his authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works. This is where I want us to go this morning. He does the works. Well, I thought Jesus did it. But that's not what he's saying here. He's saying, no, it's the Father in me that's doing the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Can you not see the evidence? There should be evidence. There should be evidence in my life that Jesus dwells in me. Should be evidence. And then he goes on and says this. Most assuredly, I say to you, he or she believes in me and the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these will you do, because I go to my Father. Can I read that again? I'm reading from King James. I don't know what. It's okay. I should have told you that. In verse 12, greater works than these will he do or she do? Will you do? Will I do? Because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it to you. And then he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll do these things. Think about it. So, yesterday, I was preparing and talking to the Lord. And my mind was on whatever. And I had the sharp pain come out of my knee. I said, what is that? I wasn't doing anything, sitting quietly. And then it left. Now, one of the things I've learned along the way, because you learn the ways of God, is it gives me now, because I'm open, it gives me symptoms of someone else's problem. So I was at a service last night, and I brought that out. I had this sharp pain in my right knee. Does anybody here identify with that? And there was no one. And I, okay, Lord, wasn't for last night. So early this morning, I met with some fellas, and I was praying about something, and then it came to mind about my knee, and I said to myself, or my mind said, oh, it won't be one of these guys. It'll be for this morning service. But I end up saying, well, you know what? Yesterday I had the sharp pain, and I think it's for, and I mentioned it last night, and there was no one. But I feel it would be for the service. And one of the guys, Jim, he points to actually the very spot that I had the pain. So what's that? That's a word of knowledge. Right? It's a word of knowledge. And so when God gives you a word of knowledge, what does the Bible say when he speaks? He watches over his word to what? To perform it. Well, it's not my word, but he gives it to you. And just like Peter and John said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I give unto you, right? In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, eh? Well, I had this word about me. So anyways, we prayed for him, and I believe he says it's an old wound, like a war wound, he says. Well, I said, well, it was old. It doesn't have to continue. So it's in the past, and it stays in the past. So in Jesus' name, speak healing into that knee, and restoration in that knee, right? Because that's what Jesus wants us to do, right? Did Jesus do those things? Well, he says here, the things that you watch seeing me do, you will do also. So the Lord's been challenging me on this. He's been challenging me also to hear. Am I hearing? Am I paying attention? Just like that word about my brother, about my father praying, and then it's not his time about my brother. Well, I tell you, I'm praying with great confidence. I'm not praying from this place of, oh, God. You know, he's in this place of, pain and you name it. And he has had a lot of pain. I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. You have a future for him. And he's given me other stuff. And it's interesting. I asked him the other day, how is that? I'm sorry, I'm interjecting here. But it's all part of walking with Jesus. Walking, because Jesus lives in me, right? The Bible says, it's Jesus in us, the hope of glory. And so am I allowing Jesus to express himself through me? Is he expressing himself through you? And he expresses himself in many ways. He has something to say. But he says, see this person over there? I want you to go. It's interesting, I was reading about this lady. She really has learned to get in touch with God's voice. Get in touch with and allows the prophetic to flow from her. And so she was out shopping. You know, does God go with you when you go shopping? Well, you're carrying him all everywhere, right? Hey? Okay. Well, he's going to answer your prayer. Because he's been answering mine too. Where was that? So I digress sometimes, then I forget where I'm going. So my brother. Was that? Yeah. Sometimes I go down these rabbit trails and so God speaks. God wants to reveal. I got this note from, text from my brother. Get back on track. And he told me, I asked him how he's doing, and he updated me and so on and so forth. And then he said something about he'd like me to come. He lives out in British Columbia, Kelowna, BC. So it's not just around the corner. And I'm not vaccinated. I am in the Lord, but so I can't fly, according to our government. Anyways, and so I just give that to God. But he says, Jim, I'd like you to come out and visit me. Last summer, he was out along the Lake Okanagan and the park in front, witnessing to people, telling people about Jesus. And he said, Jim, I'd like you to join me. He's thinking about his future. And so I text him back. What do you really mean by me coming and so on? I'm not, And he says, well, this summer, you and I will go out. And he uses the walking sticks, with the beads, that talk about, Jesus, what he's done. And says, okay, Lord. If you want me there, you'll find a way. And I said, Lord, if the airplanes don't take me, will you take me? Will you transport me? I could drive, but it's a long drive. I'm not worried about that because if I'm to go, I'm to go, right? I'm to go. So what is God saying to us about shopping? I'm one of these men who, when I go shopping, get me in there and get me out of there. You know what I mean? Mary visits while she's going there. She shops. And then she converses. Yeah. We have a friend, Linda Fraser. I tell you, she knows everybody in Armfire. Everybody seems to know her. Same thing. They stop and talk. She may be an hour or two in the. And then she'll end up saying, well, I noticed this. Or they'll just open up to something because of who she is. And Jesus is in her. And then some people have visited. And one lady that now comes and does our cleaning at the church. She met Linda in the store. Linda, she says, whatever it is you have, I want. Yeah. Well, what an invitation. She said, well, let me tell you. And so on and so forth. So if God opens up doors, are we ready? Now, one of the things I had to do, God, you know me. And he does. You know, Lord, that I turn you off when I go in shopping. Because I'm goal-oriented. I'm going to go and get that whatever and get out of there. Because I do not like shopping. But the funny thing is, Jesus does. Jesus does. What's that got to do with the scripture? Well, wherever he's in me. He's in me. The Father's in me. And Jesus said, you will do these things. Why? How? What does it say here? Let's go back. Let's go back to verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he or she who believes, that's us, right? We are believers. Some of the things that God is saying to me, well, Jim, I want to change some of your beliefs. Does some of your beliefs need to be changed too? I believe certain things that are not true or aren't good for me. Okay, so he who believes in me, okay, and the works that I do, he will do also. You know, I claim that. Jesus is offering this, right? He didn't say you may do. He says you will do. And just so you know, you can even do greater than these things. Because what? I go to my Father. Why is he saying that? I'm going to ask you to answer. So why did he say I'm going to the Father? So he said, get it again here. Because, that's because, right? He's saying because. I go to the Father. You will be able to do it because I go to the Father. So why is he saying that? I'm not waiting for the wall to speak to me. Well, I didn't read on, did I? So let's verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. I'm here with you now, but you're going to need some help. Well, how many people need help? I need help. And he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he who dwells with you is he who dwells with you and will be in you. So he goes, so what happened in Acts 2? He sent the Holy Spirit. So this is what he's referring to. You're not going to be able to do it, be effective. But when I go to the Father, I send the Holy Spirit in you. And then you will do these things. So I have some good news this morning. It's good news. So whether I'm in the store, shopping, or wherever, and I'm praying for more boldness. I'm like the disciples. Lord, give us the boldness. What's that? Confidence. Confidence in what? Myself? No. Confidence that Bible says I'm a co-heir with him, right? I'm also a co-laborer. I don't do this myself. I do it with him. And more I in tune with that, then my fear leaves, worrying about what to say. And I'm asking the Lord, I've been praying to see more. When Jesus went about, he didn't just get orders from Father God to do this. He also was able to see in the spirit realm and know things How do we know that? Well, he said to Nathanael, I saw you. I saw you where? Under the tree. I saw you. Yeah. Does that mean I can see also? Well, why not? And Jesus knew things. How do I know that? He knew what they were thinking. I could read. Yeah, and he tells them, this is what you're thinking. Can I do that too? Well, I don't want to know everybody's business. But a friend of mine, he had received some prayer and he did some carpet time, as we call it. And God was just downloading him. And he got up and he says, it's like I could see things. And I just knew things. And he heard the Holy Spirit say to him, this lady, he was in this church of about 5,000 people. So, I mean, and God had called him out and at the back and the fellow at the front. Anyways, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and says, this lady that the Lord highlighted has a back problem and I want you to pray for her. So he did. So he stopped and said, ma'am, God just showed me that you have a back problem and that I'm to pray for you and he'll heal, that you'll be, he wants to heal you. And the lady says, oh, I'm fine. She didn't know if this guy was legit or not. So he goes on and he gets down a few rows. The Lord said, stop, turn around, go back and tell her I want to heal her back. So he did. And he taps her on the shoulder and said, ma'am, God really wants to heal your back. He told me to come back and tell you that. And she began to weep. And she said, after you left, I said, Lord, if you sent him, will you have him come back to me? And needless to say, her back was healed. That's being obedient to the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus in us, if you like. Well, are we tuning in? This lady talks about going, and that's where I was going there. She went shopping. We're talking about shopping. And she was buying some, she loves shoes. So red shoes for some reason. Anyways, she was buying these shoes and went to check them out, you know, to the cashier. And there were about three different cashiers there. But the Holy Spirit spoke to her and says, I want you to prophesy into that young lady. And when she says, well, Lord, there's customers here and there's the other cashiers beside her. And so lo and behold, they cleared out. I said, okay, well, I don't know what to say, but she went up, said, ma'am, I'm a prophet and God speaks to me and God has something to say. And she's, and God, oh yeah, she said, God wants you to know that you'll make a great mom. She's a young lady. And she began to weep. And she says, I just found out I'm pregnant. And nobody else knows. My boyfriend doesn't know. And I prayed for the first time this morning. God, if you're real, or Lord God, I don't know if you're real, but what should I do? Isn't that neat? So was she ready to hear? Yes, God knew that. And said to her, you go And she said, after the conversation, she says, after she checked drugs, she says, I want you to know that as soon as I get relieved, I'm going to make a phone call and I'm going to cancel the appointment I made for abortion. Wow. She was obedient to the Holy Spirit. So can we know those things? We can speak out things we don't even know what we're speaking, but it's the Holy Spirit. The woman at the well. Jesus told her about things only the Holy Spirit can reveal. But that can be you and that can be me. And that's the word I feel God is saying for me for this morning. Is he's saying, will you let him work through you? And going back to Roland, you know, he likes to be behind the scenes. The devil spoke to me one day. Does he ever speak to you? Isn't that funny? Sometimes I hear Christians say, well, the devil said this to me, but they're not always hearing what God is saying to them. But anyways, I discovered it was the devil because of what he was saying. He was saying, Jim, well, the words that came to me was, God is ashamed of me. Because of the sin that I've done in my life. And that God's not rejecting me, but you're to remain in your prayer closet. To be hidden. Some of us like that. We want to be hidden. And so I'm ready to make that commitment. And like a vow, Lord, I'm willing to do that. But praise the Lord, a friend came up to me and said, Jim, I just feel I had a word from the Lord. You may feel you're to be in the shadows. But God says you're to come to the light, to the forefront. Wow. Wow. I needed to hear that word at that moment because I was willing to accept that my lot in life was just to be in my prayer closet. But that wasn't my destiny. There are those who are prayer warriors, but that wasn't my calling. That wasn't my destiny. And God has a destiny for all of us. And the devil wants to steer you away from it. And he wants to keep you away from the things that God has for you. And one of the scriptures, I get carried away here, is in 1 Corinthians 2 that says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, the things that God has planned for us. 1 Corinthians 2, I believe it is. Verse 9, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man or in their imagination, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through what? His Spirit. He reveals those things through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? I don't know what you're thinking, but the Holy Spirit does. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. The good news from that is this, and then it goes on, it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of the spirit who is from God. Jesus says, I'm going. I'm leaving, but I am leaving so I can send you, right? The Holy Spirit, that you might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. I just want to encourage you. God has things in store for each one of us. And we want the big plan. Sometimes it's just going to the store. Sometimes it's just, Mary, was praying, Lord, lead me to somebody. I want to lead someone to you, Jesus. She prayed that she stayed home that one day and just prayed toward the Lord. The next day she said, I feel I just want to go and get my hair cut done. A woman wants to get her hair done, I guess, eh? Right? So she went and got her hair done. And two places she goes, but the one that usually isn't there. So they said, well, we have three there. Do you want to choose one? And she looked around. How about that lady over in the corner? And so she did, and they got talking. Mary's an artist, a little bit like Glennie here. And so what do you do? You know, and, oh, I'm an artist. And then Mary says, well, that's a gift from God. Oh, she says, this lady says to you, and she blurts out, are you born again? She's Catholic. And she's been going to this service. She's hearing this term, born again. And she's, I don't know what that means. So God sent Mary. Isn't that neat? And to make a long story short, she talked to her and says, listen, this is, you can be born again. This, you know, just inviting Jesus in your heart and so on and so forth. And you don't have to do it now. You can do it later. So a month or so later, Mary goes back again to get her hair done and even forgot the situation. And she ended up going to the same person, not thinking again, the conversation, what do you do? Oh, I'm an artist. And that's a gift from God. You're the lady. And she says, I want you to know that what you told me, I did. Yes. And we built relationship and it's amazing. God opens doors. The Bible says he opens doors that no man can close. And he closes doors no man can open. But are we willing to go through those doors? Are we willing to go with these promptings sometimes? Well, I just need to get my hair done. But see, God's sending you on a mission, on assignment. And one of the things that God's been telling me, Jim, I want to send you on assignments. But I'm here on assignment by invitation. But we're all on assignments. Am I open to, well, Lord, whatever assignment you're giving me, your word says that I will lack no good thing. Right? Only if I believe I lack. Only if I think I can't. But what if I'm to pray for someone that has a health issue and they don't get healed? Well, one thing I know for certain, more people are healed that you pray for than those you don't. So what am I saying? If you don't pray for anybody, they're not getting healed. But when you pray for people, they are getting healed. Whether everyone gets healed, I leave that to God. But if I'm thinking, well, what if I pray and it doesn't happen? That's going to hold me back. And that's going to keep me from praying in faith. God, if you're just like with this lady that my friend went to, that I want to heal her back. So he obeyed. And by faith, believing, well, God, you said you're going to heal her back. It's not me healing. I'm just obeying. And what did Jesus say? I only do what I see the Father doing or hear the Father saying. I wish that was true of my life. I only do. But I'm encouraged. I am doing more things that I know that are from God than I used to. Because I'm responding. I'm responding and I'm believing. I'll end with this. This is a number of years ago. And we used to be part of what's called Evangelism Explosion. And we would make appointments with people who visit the church. We would follow them up, you know, new people visiting the church. And so I had made this person, I had met this person on actually in a Sunday night service, and got introduced, the pastor introduced me and so on, and mentioned that I'm part of a group that goes, returns the visits. You know, you visit us, we like to return the visit, you know, say thank you for coming. So I called this person up, I said, I'm so-and-so, and from, you know, and this was the following night. Actually, I had an appointment to go somewhere else, and I got canceled. And I said, Lord, I'm so disappointed. And I'm thinking, well, who am I going to be able to visit tonight? And I have a couple of people to take with me. And then I remember, oh, I talked to these people. So I got a hold of their phone number, and I called up. And I said, you know, I'm so-and-so. And we met last night. And would it be okay that we come and visit you tonight? Oh, well, what time? And I said, well, it wouldn't be until we have, I said, I'm involved in a meeting first, but, you know, 8:30 or so. Oh, okay, that's good. I'll put the kids to bed in time. So I get there, and I ring the doorbell, I guess, and she opens the door and says, and she took me by surprise. She says, why have you come? And I'm looking at her, I just made an appointment. You know, I told you. So I'm trying to come up with an answer. And literally, out of my mouth came the words, the Lord sent me. Who do you think you are? She says, oh, well, come right in. And make a long story short, what I didn't know, she had prayed a prayer the same day. Lord, if you are real, send someone to my door. I didn't take much to convince her to give her heart to Jesus. But she had prayed, Lord, if you're real, send someone to my door. So what did I say? The Lord sent me. I mean, it's amazing. Isn't it? It's amazing what God can do. Even when you say something you didn't mean to say. But the Holy Spirit spoke on. And so we can be confident. He who lives in me, who lives in you, can also work through you. And you don't have to go to seminary and so on and so forth. It can be any one of us. Any one of us. And that's what Jesus is saying here. The same things that I do, you can do also. Because I go to the Father and I will send the Holy Spirit. And who will lead you into all truth. Lead you in whatever way that you need. So, Father, I thank you, God. We thank you as we sang this morning about your wonderful Son, Yeshua, who went to the cross for each one of us, shed his blood for us, to redeem us, to bring us back into right relationship with you, Father. Because of our sin, we were separated. Thank you for forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord. Your word says if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, God, you brought us into right relationship through your Son. But also thank you for sending your Holy Spirit. You knew we needed help here. You knew. Just as the disciples were great when long as Jesus was there. But Lord, you told them to wait. I don't know if they really understood what they're waiting for. But they knew that something was going to happen. And Lord, we thank you. You sent your Holy Spirit. Oh God, they knew you sent the Holy Spirit. They knew. They experienced those tongues of fire. They experienced words coming out of their mouths that they did not learn. Oh, God. And they went out from there declaring who you are. And Lord, as we read through Acts, my goodness, Lord, the things they did, because it was you in them, through them, by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, you're saying the same for us. And Lord, I pray for fulfillment, what Jesus said here. These same things you will do also. Lord, your word says that we are to go and lay hands on the sick so that they will recover. We're to go and cast out evil spirits. Why? Because there are those who are bound. We're to go forth and cleanse a leper, even raise the dead. Lord, there's lots in our churches, it seems, that are dead. They need reviving. But Lord, yes, yes, Lord, raise the dead, even raise the dead. And so, Lord, I just pray, I pray, God, for each one here, Lord, that we will go forth with a greater conviction to follow you in every way. And if I go shopping, and for me, I'm speaking to myself for sure, Lord, I'll be open for you to speak to me and to work through me. And so, Lord, I give you thanks and I give you praise. Amen.